Jazzy 88 WFSK, and that is our artist of the week. Our emerging talent, first time on in the spotlight here at WFSK, Nathan Mitchell, and that cut is entitled Chocolate Drop. Hello, artist of the week, Nathan Mitchell. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
I'm happy to have you on. And I had told your label people, I said, how do I keep missing, stepping over top of him and not having him on? And my bad, because I should have had you here a while back. We're grateful to have you in on our spotlight today. You have a new release and a new track out. I like the title, may I say, Gentle and Smooth. I'm like, my vision on that is, you know, what you thinking?
You know what? It was when we was putting the album together, I wanted to come up with a concept that kind of represented just the whole, I guess you could say, the whole smooth aspect of smooth jazz. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, just to different sides of my character, different sides of my personality, and I think this album actually captured all of that.
All right. Now, listen at that. Captured it all. So, when you all get this one, you will have the full Nathan Mitchell in there as a composer, contemporary jazz, jazz soul music, and he's producer and multi-instrumentalist, music educator, and humanitarian, and you're probably a husband and father too, right?
Not a husband, but a father.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're the whole ball of wax, and we're just grateful for this opportunity to have you on and to learn, for our audience to learn more about you. I see that you had done the big festivals in prior years and made the rounds, and, you know, to an exciting audience. And we're just happy for you. Now, give us, Nathan, you know, some of your, were there musical influences when you were growing up? Was mom and daddy, somebody playing music around you? Why did you select this particular genre?
Oh, wow. Well, selecting the genre actually came later. But as far as musical influences, yeah, my family literally has multiple musicians and singers in it. So, I mean, I had a great foundation of people surrounding me. My father's a musician. My mother's a singer. I mean, my cousins, my uncles, everyone played something. Mm-hmm. You know, so music is just a part of the culture of my upbringing. So it was kind of like, it had to happen.
Okay.
It just kind of had to happen.
Did your family expect that of you?
I think so. I think so, because even when I was young, I mean, I actually still remember even when I was extremely young, pulling out pots from up under the sink, beating on pots as if they were drums. You know, I mean, I started playing when I was roughly like 4.
Wow.
I was playing drums in church, and you know,
ready to ask you, were you playing in church?
Yep. So it was just kind of designed to happen that way, based on just the culture that I was surrounded by.
Well, and I would say that for 99% of the artists that have been in our spotlight, they all had somebody or some. The bulk of them have had somebody in their influence in their family or the exposure. Last week, Randy Scott was in the spotlight, and he had talked about his mother was a big Grover Washington fan.
Mm-hmm.
And how that, you know, even as a youngster, like you had mentioned, how he gravitated toward this music. You know, I'm asking you that question because, you know, a lot of people that are not familiar with this genre, when I say jazz to people that don't know that there's differences in our stuff, they automatically go to the 15-minute drum solo songs. Or they,
right.
Yeah, they go back 50, 70, 80 years. And instead of, you know, coming and bringing it up more current, so we attempt here very, very much as Nashville's jazz station, you know, our declared and decreed format is smooth and contemporary jazz,
mm-hmm,
because
right.
That audience, they're the ones that travel. They're the ones that spend money, and they're the ones that work and, you know, just truly enjoy the whole atmosphere, because it does come with its own cool flavor. And that's who we play to. And so at times, you know, when I say this, people ask me, oh, I'm having a da-da-da, and we're jazz, and then they start naming names. No,
right.
No, Coltrane is dead. Okay, we're not.
Right.
Yeah, he's not in our daily list because, you know, we're trying to keep you awake and up and perky. So, because I know you're listening at your work and you're in the car driving. When people encounter your sound, how, I know it's contemporary and all that, but how do you describe it? I know you said gentle and smooth, but for somebody that doesn't know you, because I really didn't, and I said, well, let me start paying attention to him. I'm sorry. I hated it. We had to come late, but I had kind of sort of been watching for you, and now we want to learn more about you.
It's interesting because a lot of people, you know, and I honestly, I take it as a strong compliment because, you know, I feel like my presence in the contemporary smooth jazz a genre. Mm. I feel it was a strong, earned position. Mm. And I say that not disregarding anyone else.
Right.
But for instance, you know, for a long period of time, there are a lot of artists that were slightly connected to the genre because of someone. For instance, Brian Cobison is one of my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite keyboards. However, you know, I mean, he had family connected to the genre that kind of set the pace for him to keep, continue to ride the wave and take it to the next level.
Right. Well, you know, daddy played trombone or something.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, myself, I come from a strong gospel and R&B background. Mm. I have no connections whatsoever to the smooth jazz. In fact, one thing I pride myself in is that, especially dealing with a lot of musicians that are side guys, I came into the genre as a side guy at the bottom of the pole, and it's like I was elevated with an opportunity to shine at another level with a lot of A-list performers. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to my sound...
Give me an example when you say that. Who are you talking about?
I will say, like, Najee. Oh, Najee's okay. Who's a very good friend
top
of
shelf.
Mine.
Top shelf.
Right, like, top shelf.
Yes,
right.
Lord.
Top shelf. So, like, you know, Najee, Boney James, Kenny G, you know, people like that.
Yeah.
So it's like I went from the guy no one knew to now, you know, the guy no one knew when they saw his name on the email to now the face everyone knows when they see him on the cover of a magazine.
Right now, gone, son.
So it was just really just a different space. But I feel like a lot of people have been in the same position that you have been in when it comes to me. Mm-hmm. And I actually like it because it forces you to learn me.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I pride myself in my sound is I'm not afraid to just give you myself through my sound.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of connections through different artists, and there's nothing wrong with this because this is, we all learn this way, where you can listen to one person and be like, oh, he sounds like this person or he sounds like that person. But I feel like now I'm kind of creating what's called organized chaos with our listeners because they're like, well, he doesn't really sound like, he sort of sounds like this person, but it's so many different spaces that we're dwelling in when it comes to the music. You can't just say I sound like one person. And I love that because it's forcing the listeners to listen to my heartbeat and identify with who I am. And what I even love even the most is the fact now people can hear a Nathan Mitchell song and without even seeing the name, the title, and they already know.
That is so true, so true. And that confidence that you have in yourself and in what you do, is that, does that come from working with the polished people?
You know what? I have to tell you, I have this confidence that I have right now is something that I've not always had. Sometimes I have discussions with some very close friends, just to name a few, Najee, and especially, he's no longer with us, Nick Colleon.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you guys are responsible for this monster.
Okay.
Because there was a time I just did not think my music was good enough. I didn't think it mattered. I didn't think it had the same presence as someone else. And Najee, there was this one time Najee stopped calling me by name. Oh. He literally, when he saw me, he did not call me Nathan. All he would say is, hey, superstar. Hey, superstar.
Oh,
hey, superstar. That's all he would say. And it was like, he was like, you have it. You got the sound. Hey, you got the sound. So the confidence that I have is something that I had to grow into through the mentorship, you know, of those, you know, that I've succeeded in that area already.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much my story.
Okay. Well, and I would tell you, when someone like, you know, Najee gives you the nod like that, that is all good, okay? That is all good. And, you know, and the late Nick Colleon, you know, Nick is so, so missed in this world. And he was just smooth and so cool. He was the coolest
Absolutely.
Dude. I know one time I was at a festival and I was emceeing. And, I said, Nick, how do you always look good? You smell good. And you don't bust a sweat. I mean, how do you do this? And he started laughing. He said, oh, my God. I said, you're the best dressed man in this format. He couldn't believe it. And because he always had the hat on, the suit on. He was always matching
Absolutely.
Head to toe. And he was just such a gentleman. And both of those men are gentlemen, Najee as well. So you grew up, were raised up in the music from people who were very polished. Does that make sense?
Somewhat, you know, like, I mean, the people that I grew up around, like my dad and people that were around me, a lot of the guys that I was with, they were developing just like I did, but we did have, you know, persons like my father and various ones that was really strong in the craft.
Yeah.
And then, too, they cracked the whip. They did not let us take breaks. They did not let us just skip past it. If you're going to play the chord, play the chord.
Right.
If you're going to play the lick, play the lick. Don't play past it. You know, so that was this, you know, that type of training, man, is it was definitely needed, and I appreciate it.
Most definitely, when it shows up in you all the time. Now, since you are a multi-instrumentalist, tell the audience how many instruments you're playing in this Gentle and Smooth project.
Actually, I'm playing pretty much everything myself, except for a few songs that I have, you know, I might have a guitar player. Like, I heard you guys play Chocolate Drop earlier. That's actually one of my guitar players here in the Tampa Bay area where I live. Thomas Griggs is on guitar. But all the other instrumentations on there, I played it myself. And then, too, I have a young saxophonist by the name of Kyle Schroeder, who is actually doing all of the saxophone parts for me on there. So, you know, I play 7 instruments total.
7?
Yeah, 7 instruments total.
Wow.
A complete rhythm section if I had to.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely sometimes, you know, as a musician, it's like, okay, I hear a certain sound, and it's not my sound. I need to find that person that can produce the sound I'm hearing in my head, you know.
Yeah. So name the 7.
7 keyboard, pianos, you know, of course I consider that as one, drums, bass, guitar, saxophone, trumpet, any 3-valve instrument, which includes trumpet, tubas, you know, all those instruments, and then clarinet.
Well, you something else, honey. Now, I know one time Ben Tanger said he can play 5, but you said 7. Okay, that is really, I got to ask, is he still at 5 or has he moved up? But
you talking about Ben Tanger?
Yes.
Oh, that's my buddy. Yeah, we talk all the time.
Yeah, that's nephew Ben right there. I'm auntie to him. For real, though.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. I've been knowing him forever. Now,
that is my buddy.
I hope to be talking to him soon, too. Now, who was the producer, and are all yours original? You wrote them, and what's about the songs?
Yes.
And I also see you have Ryan Lavallee, and he's really been pushing up. You have on featured on Reagan Whiteside. You got Najee, Skinny Hightower. You got, you know, some of the people that are label mates, but they're all good. Tell us how this whole project came together.
Well, basically, you know, when I released my first project, It's My Time, my project It's My Time was actually, I kind of feel like that was probably my most emotional project, because that project was birthed during a time, you know, before and after Nick's death.
Mm.
So it was like there is a lot of influence, emotional influence on that album that pretty much is based on us losing him and just kind of trying to keep some sense of his memory in my music, which is how the song Boss Man came about, you know. So, but this new album, I just wanted something different. I wanted something that felt like pop culture, R&B. I wanted a traditional smooth jazz feel. I wanted to hit every aspect. I wanted a gospel feel on some stuff. It's like I wanted different just feels on this album. I wrote and produced every song myself. I mixed and mastered this entire project myself. Everything, every chord structure, you know, I did it myself. When it came down to the special guest artists, you know, it was just, it's literally based on sound. I wasn't even going for who's popular. I was going for the sound. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted a certain sound on the guitar, and I just knew Ryan could deliver. You know, so I reached out. Lamech, I knew he could deliver. Najee, of course, to me is like just one of the top saxophonists and flautists ever. I love him on saxophone, but him on flute is amazing.
I know, that's right.
And, of
right.
course, Reagan is someone I've been wanting to work with for a long time.
Yes.
And so it was just perfect. The song Queen, it was like, listen, I can't write a song Queen and have Najee play flute. I got to find a female flute player that is just amazing. Yeah, and Reagan just, oh, she nailed it.
Yeah, that's her.
What's funny is this. So there's a song called It's Just a Vibe on my album. Now, that is a song that features Najee and Skinny Hightower.
Which is a great combination, I must say.
Now, let me tell you, but that's not how that was supposed to work.
Really?
When we first did it. No. My first inkling was to get, the Vibe Legend. On a Roy Ayers. I wanted Roy Ayers.
Wow.
I wanted Roy Ayers.
Yeah.
And so I had called persons like, you know, I had called Najee, you know, I had just called so many different artists, like, listen, I need to get to Roy Ayers. Mm. And so when I got to him, it was like, well, he's not feeling well. He's not able to, you know, perform.
Right.
So I called Jeff Lunt at the label.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, listen, Jeff, I need a Vibe player. Jeff said, call Skinny Hightower. And I was like, wait a minute. I thought Skinny was a keyboard player. He was like, no. He was like, listen.
I did not know Skinny, that either.
He was like, Skinny is a killer Vibe player.
Really?
So I reached out to Skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Within a day, he sent me back this track.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It just fit perfect.
Yeah. And I can see, you know, I didn't know he could do the Vibe thing. He was emerging talent a few years back when he first burst on the scene. And I was like, who is this cat? Because a lot of you all, people don't know, you never heard of you. And it's our job, you know, since you're our format, to kind of introduce you to them. Because when they go to the event, the cruises and the festivals and the traveling and all they do, they're going to see y'all. At least they can be familiar with, you know, a little bit of what they're hearing. Because I do know that you do a dynamic show. That's what I was told. And, you know, you got the skill set. That's what I had heard. And you had mentioned a couple of things about the people that you encountered and came in contact with. You know, Skinny's relatively new in this. You and he kind of complement each other, right?
Yeah, you know, Skinny is, I'm going to tell you, Skinny is just a talented guy. And he's a good dude. A good dude. And he is crazy talented, gifted. And a lot of people, honestly, you'll never know how gifted and talented Skinny Hightower was. You have to look at his credits. Because, like myself, he does a lot of his own production. And the man, you know, he just has a great sound, great spirit about him. And honestly, I mean, I'm just waiting for the world to hear even more from him.
Yeah, well, he is amazing, as are you. And, you know, on your label, you know, are some really, really excellent. I must say, Trippin' Rhythm. Yeah, I tell them all the time. You know, y'all have some really excellent people on this label, and they know it. they feel good about it. But I will say that you have, for people that aren't familiar with you, they should get familiar with Nathan Mitchell. He has a new release out entitled Gentleman Smooth. And for some of us, that's how we like it sometime, you know.
Absolutely.
We don't want, we doesn't have to be beat up and hit the head. I mean, you know, we could just be, you know what I'm saying? Because the world can do that to you sometime. So how would you suggest that, you know, for the listener, is this a riding project in the car? Is this a sitting at the crib, chilling, company's over?
Wow.
What kind of,
that
what,
is,
yeah, huh?
That is a great question.
I know. And I do ask great questions from time to time.
That's a great question. So listen, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you one thing about me. So this is actually pretty funny, and it aligns with your question. So usually what happens is when I produce a song, once I produce the song and I complete the song, the first thing I do, I get into, I have a convertible. I will get in my car, put the song on, let my top down, and I don't live too far from the water, and I will just ride. And if it feels good while I'm riding, you know, I could be watching the sunset drop as I'm riding. If it feels, it's like when it feels good like that, I'm like, that's it.
Yeah, it's rideable. If it's rideable, you know, that's a lot. That's a test for, you know, so many people. And that's how our audience has built over time. You know, they get us in that bumper-to-bumper ride on the way to work and around town and in the evening, you know. And, you know, just to take your mind off of the crazy that's around you. So that, you all are just like healing balm out there on them interstates, man. I greatly appreciate your work. And, Nathan, I also have read about you that you have been a nominee for some NAACP Image Awards.
And, yes, ma'am.
Oh, that is so fantastic. You know, that's a very, very big honor for you. How did that come about?
You know what? My good friend, Jasmine Gent, she was
your
nominated.
Your real girlfriend?
No. Jasmine's married.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
She is a good friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
No. Jasmine, she, amazing saxophonist, and she was, I want to say it was 2018. She was actually nominated, and she was actually overseas at the Dave Koz cruise, and she won. I remember I was one of a few people that called Jasmine, was like, Jasmine, you won an award. Yeah. And she was like, what? So then, you know, after all that happened, I remember I was just like interested. I was like, man, I want that award. So my people, they started investigating how to submit and all of these things. And this was actually doing my first, my project, Soulmate. So what I did was that they found out the submission process, all of that, and they submitted the album. And when they submitted the album, I mean, it was nominated. And I was like, I just remember receiving a phone call.
That is great.
It was nominated.
That is absolutely
and
great.
What was awesome is this, for three consecutive years for 2020, 2021, and 2022 consecutively, I had projects nominated.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, that's
and in
really
21,
fantastic.
We had a Grammy nomination in 21.
Well, look at
so that was a, that was a great year.
You know, you're just doing it, and that's that. And I hate it that I'm just now having you on. And speaking of Jasmine, you know, she graduated from Tennessee State University right down the street. And
yeah,
she lived in Nashville, and our station has the privilege and the joy of being the very first radio station to play her music. And when she was just getting going, and her mama and them, they were trying to bust in, you know. And, so we feel a special love for her and happy to see her success. And it's coming out just like I figured it would. And because the Lord has been on her side for a long time with that music. And, you know, I know you notice when you're on the stages, you don't see women out there very much.
Right. Right.
If you could play with one of the queens of this genre, who would it be?
One of the queens
of
this
the queens
genre.
Of our genre. Who would it be?
Ooh,
and it could be a vocal too, you know.
Layla Hathaway.
Okay.
Layla Hathaway.
You said Layla.
Layla Hathaway.
So would you do an original or would you go?
Oh my God. I would love to do an original song with Layla Hathaway, but her classic songs are just, they're just Layla. It's just Layla.
Enough said. Now, you know, I have a feeling that you are just the nicest person, you know, face to face. You do not mind being respectful to other musicians and, you know, sharing the love across the board. And I really, really respect that because it takes a village. And you have been more than humble and kind today. Okay. And I know that this is the first time you talked to me, and I didn't give you any advance information because your publicist asked me, and I'm like, I don't do that because I might change my mind the day I talk to him. You know, I was like,
right.
He's going to be cool. He's in good hands. He's going to be fine. She really wanted me to tell her, and I'm like, I don't do those kind of interviews. I'm spontaneous, and you know, because I want to get to the real, get down to the real you. A couple of things here. I know you got some upcoming shows and some different things of that nature. Where are you going to be?
Well, actually, we're getting ready to get on the road and do a 5-hour drive from Tampa Bay, and we're getting ready to head up to Seabreeze Jazz Festival.
Oh, you're going to Seabreeze.
So, in Panama City, Florida. So I will be leaving shortly. Actually, we're going to do a quick rehearsal after this interview with the band, and then we're going to jump on the road, head up to Seabreeze.
Huh.
I'll be performing Saturday night, 7:45, and I'm right before Kenny G.
Really?
Doing a 75-minute set.
Wow.
Very excited.
Yeah.
And then after that, I will be heading out in another week or so to Portugal for the Algarve Jazz Festival there.
Wow.
And then from there to Spain, moving on to London and some other spaces.
You're about
so
to be
we
too
got...
much, man. He's a traveling man. I see that.
Oh, man. Trying to get that get the mileage up, girl.
I know that's right. And, you know, that's what I was saying about our music. It just is everywhere. And, you know, we just need to catch up here. And I'm trying. We're trying. And Seabreeze is, I know there's a lot of our listeners in the audience out here that are Seabreeze. People in there and probably excited or either on their way too. You might see some Nashvillians down there for sure, man, for real.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. And you know, one thing I do want to add is this, that because I feel so proud about it, but this year I have been honored and blessed. You know, I feel like I'm new to a lot of things when it comes to this artistry thing, but I was actually asked this year to host my first music jazz festival, not only jazz festival, but international festival.
God.
I am so excited.
Yeah.
I definitely want to encourage our listeners to I'm going to be hosting the Mexico Jazz Experience. And that's going to be in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, December 9th through the 16th.
Okay, y'all put that down in your future date books.
Yeah, I definitely want to encourage, because I'm hosting, and then my good buddy Michael LinkedIn is joining me, and we got some amazing artists coming for that.
I am sure.
It's going to be great.
That's
going to be a good time.
And, of course, you'll be putting the info on your website, too, I know, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And Nathan Mitchell, your music is available where?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Anywhere that you can download, purchase music, you can get it from all of the distributors, whether it be Apple Music. A lot of people like to go on Spotify. I noticed that. So it's on Spotify. It's on everywhere. It's everywhere.
All right. Well, we ask them to send us the labels, send us CDs, because when we first started doing the download thing, it was such a pain in the neck, because everybody's technology, and I'm like, look, we ain't getting no dollars out of this. Are we doing all the work?
Right.
We're gonna help people, and can you resend it? Can you reload? I was like, oh Lord, this is too much. So we just do the easy route, and the rest will come. A couple of things before I go. Nathan, we are, I don't know if you know this, but this station is nonprofit.
Wow.
Yeah, for real though. So you know what that means. And also, this is an HBCU, so we're African-American Public Radio, praise the Lord. Can you talk, this is our closing week of our fund drive for the month of April. WFSK is a historic station from Nashville, 51 years of jazz music in Nashville, courtesy of this station. So knowing that you're an artist and you know Nashville musically is important, can you talk about why our listening audience who hasn't donated and needs to, why do they need to?
You have to donate to keep us alive. It's just simple. There was a time, I remember even before I became an artist, I could call out smooth jazz stations pretty much everywhere. And I think everyone would ride the smooth jazz in the mornings to work, lunchtime. It was just there. And now a lot of these, a lot of the stations are going away. The festivals themselves should show that there is a love, there is a place for it. It's not a dying sound. I know people say that, but I feel this way. I don't feel it's a dying sound. I feel it's the mature sound, because the older people get, the more they just want to relax and listen to the sounds of smooth jazz.
We the cool people, baby. We the cool
people. We gotta. So you know what? We should invest in it. Invest in it.
Amen.
So that it can continue to grow and make things happen.
That's what
keep this music present. Keep it present.
I love that. Invest in it, y'all. And you can do that by going online to WFSKFM.org, where some of our global family are listening to you right now from all over the world, and we're grateful for them. And our donors, we need to hear from you all, please. And Nathan, we'll be in touch, and you keep me up on what's up. I have to ask about all y'all from Jeff, because we talk on a regular, and but you can go on and reach over to me directly and tell me what you're doing. And because it sounds to me like you're doing some cool stuff. And also, if you have any gospel jazz laying around the house, you've done it, send it to me, okay?
Well, stay tuned, because one of the things that I'm working on right now, I can actually announce it now.
Okay.
I am doing a tribute album to Ben Tankard.
Man, shut up.
I'm working on it. Literally, I'm working right now. And I told Ben a couple months ago, I said, listen, I was like, you are a pioneer. I was like, we don't need to wait till you're gone to do something.
Amen. Say that now.
And I told him, I was like, so right now I'm excited because we're doing, it's about 7 to 8 songs. We're only 2 songs away from finishing this Ben Tankard tribute album. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You will definitely be seeing something within the next few
excellent.
Months.
Excellent, because we have a place on Sundays where that can easily go, and without him pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And, you know, and then Kirk came along pushing it and pushing it. They kept the banner high. And not just one song in the tucked in the back of the album, but a whole album, see. So, you know, yes, that's worthy. And please let me know about Nephew Ben. What's up? That is fresh. So call me anytime, Nathan, okay?
Oh, thank you so much for that invitation.
You're welcome. And see, I couldn't have written down the questions on this because I didn't. This is all unscripted. So I couldn't have done it, but I look forward to following your career, and we thank you so much for your talent and your time.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care now.
All right, my dear. Thank you.
Bye. What a tremendous talent. This cat has a lot going on. I mean, and he's been around, y'all. He's been hearing him the same time. Didn't know who he was. That happens a lot in our genre, and I know that. So Nathan is our first time in with him.